almost didn't throw the white flag. I was going to give you one more lap.
The 9 running on the tires. He'll slide up off of turn number 4, Jerry. You've got a new race leader, Matthew Loeb. Your race leader with 4 laps to go.
All right. He told you to tell that joke.
Well, welcome to a special live studio audience podcast.
Everyone says
Jerry,
we need guests.
Jerry, got that's guests. So loud.
Yeah. I was, Jim, I had to wake him up. You put him to sleep by talking to him already.
Screaming. They have no choice. They have to be here.
Dinner right. And a show.
What, Jim or everybody else?
I'm here, aren't I?
Yeah. I'm about ready to be replaced by Carson.
Carson. He's eating.
Hey, this is second banquet in 2 weeks for Carson.
Really?
Did you go to one last week?
This is his third line through the. This is third time through the line in the last
that's a good
10 minutes.
A lot of people aren't going to get that one,
no,
Jim. But
no.
I get it.
Did he go to that banquet last week?
No. Yeah, kind of.
Oh, that banquet.
I went to a banquet last week.
I went. Yeah, I did. I'm going to a banquet tomorrow.
And the good news is, tomorrow. We still will be around in 5 months.
Wow.
So, what's on the agenda for this evening?
This was your idea.
Mine?
This was your idea.
Yeah,
you
said
we're doing a podcast.
I thought you guys started this last year.
Uh-uh. You said you want to do a podcast at Banquet.
Live.
And we agreed again.
And
we
Super
agreed.
Nationals. We do
and you lied to the people already because you told them this thing's not scripted, and we know there's a teleprompter right in front of us. They can't see.
There's a teleprompter?
I wish I had a teleprompter.
What would
Did
you,
have a speech
on
ready? We have 1 hour. You can just give a speech, and yeah. We can go home. We know mm-hmm. how yeah. long-winded you are, right, Virginia?
You wouldn't even have to come to the stage. We'd just record it and play
yes,
it back.
Yes, my speech is kind of ready.
Kinda
for tomorrow.
Close enough. Yeah, for tomorrow.
What's wow. what's the over under on 15 minutes for Brett's speech
oh,
tomorrow?
15 minutes.
Well, how much you want to bet?
Are you getting your speech ready with Mike Nichols, or are you gonna like take up half the banquet?
Maybe. Mine'll be wow. faster than his.
I see a challenge coming.
Me too.
I've been trying to get Jim to do the speaking at the banquet for like how many years, and he refuses to do it.
Not happening.
You don't want to talk at the banquet?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Don't talk. Don't do pictures.
And he
every camera is very grateful for that, Jim.
And he doesn't that's eat right. anything that's green for anybody
that's
that
right.
wants
you don't
to
eat
know
vegetables?
That much about him.
No veggies.
No.
You're like Al Michaels. He said he's never eaten a vegetable in 85 years.
Nothing
with
that
him.
Is green. You wonder why his cholesterol's high.
It isn't, though.
Your cholesterol isn't high?
No.
You take medicine for that?
No.
No, that's not, oh, that's not what the little blue pill's for. Never mind.
All right. So what's the agenda? What are we going to talk about tonight? Want to talk about champions? You want to talk about the
that's
banquet?
That's why we're here. We've got a few of them here.
Yeah.
We got them all behind us.
Yeah, they're right there.
They're right there.
On the
they're
wall.
Right here.
They're just hanging around.
Some of them are here.
Yeah, a few of them
some
are here.
Some of them here. Are here.
We got a lot of VIPs here tonight.
Yeah, for those that everybody. Don't know that we do this every year, for yeah. those who have never been to one of our national banquets, Friday night of the national banquet, we have for, again, I think it's been 15 years. It's been a long time. We've been coming to Lincoln and hosting our champions reception here on Friday night. So we come over to the Speedway Motors Museum of American Speed. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
And by the way, the American put ahead museum sometimes for some weird reason. It's a lot for me to remember.
It's a record crowd here tonight.
It is. We have a record banquet for tomorrow night.
Jack 7.
We are sold out. We actually
620 some people.
Yeah, we actually quit selling banquet tickets last week.
That's not bad for a room that holds 540.
Exactly. That's the problem we got. Somebody's going to have to sit on your lap.
Belinda going to be there to put
somebody's
him in the right spot.
Yeah. Yeah. We got Belinda hired to get everybody a parking spot.
I thought the Super Nationals was tough to get a spot.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But it's a great, great weekend. It really is.
It is. This is a great place to host our champions reception. It's I don't know whose idea it was. It might have Speedy Bills.
It might have been.
It's been that long ago.
It really adds to the weekend. I mean, a lot of track banquets when you go, you know, you're going to have awards and a meal and all that. But
yep.
this really sets this weekend apart, I think. It's pretty cool.
And what's so neat, even if you were here last year, everything has changed. I mean, the cars have changed. They've added new cars. They've got a new wing coming in here, too.
Yeah, what, 90,000 square feet mm-hmm. they've added?
Amazing.
There's already some cars over there.
It just about got that finished. They're starting to move vehicles in there.
Yep.
I think Greg Nichols from Speedway said that the two of the cars in there right now have won the Indy 500. Won the event. Two of them. It's fascinating to me the history they have in here, and then also the collection itself is just – it's fascinating.
You can't describe it to people. You can tell people how great it is, but you have to be here to understand and appreciate how cool it is here.
You know, it used to be so neat to have walk through this museum with Bill. And everything in here, he has a personal story about how we got this and that. That was just, I mean, it was, I'm so blessed that I was able to do that and spend time with him here in this museum and listening to the stories and that.
Yeah, the first time I'd ever been in the museum, that's how I got a tour from Speedy. We walked around, I don't know how many hours it took. I think it was about 3 I spent with him that afternoon. That's nerve-wracking. I've said that before. But spending time with him was always very intimidating to me. That's one of the things in my experiences in auto racing and with Speedway Motors is something I'll never forget. He really was a very, very good guy.
Lottie intimidates me more than Speedy Bill.
Yeah, not so much.
Brett used to intimidate me.
This is Lottie.
Lottie.
He used to intimidate me. He used to yell at me a lot. He still does kind of.
He hasn't since what, September?
Since September. Yeah, usually the first.
Bud, come here, bud.
It's usually the first day or two.
You know, he has no clue that we're talking about.
No, he has
not a clue.
I don't think anybody at the table does, actually.
No.
The first day or two, he, like, gets it out of his system. He comes out and he yells about me, usually about doing something I shouldn't do or didn't think I should do. Or he'll come out and yell at a racer. Yeah. That's always, you know, and then.
You know. But, you know, he doesn't carry the radio with him anymore.
That's a good thing.
Or a brick phone.
Or brick phone. Yeah. The brick phone.
That was the first one that got whacked.
Hit too many people with them.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't ride a four-wheeler no more either.
Nope. You got their attention, though.
Yeah.
When you got hit with that radio.
Yep.
It snapped you right, too.
So, yeah, so tonight we have our champions reception. We'll do this for 3 hours this evening. We do it every...
Not the podcast.
No, the podcast.
Not this. 3 hours.
I'm going to have to pee before it ends.
Podcast. I said the champions reception.
Okay,
I said
good.
This will be over in an hour.
You got Jerry all excited.
50 minutes left.
No, you did not.
We'll go for about an hour.
Ish.
Who are we going to talk to? That's what I
don't know. Who you want to pull out of the crowd?
I don't know.
I want to talk to Chaz Baca.
Bill,
we can
talk
to
him.
Bill will be
here. You got Chaz over here.
What did Chaz?
Corey Dumpert over here. Dylan Rafferty's in the back.
Yeah.
Wow, say, I want to talk to Chaz Baca. Chaz Baca comes over.
Shit.
I'm going to get up.
Really? Is that all it takes to get Jim Standard out of the building?
Holy cow. We did that
years
ago.
Let's get another racer, Jerry. Maybe we can get rid of Brett.
Yeah.
Now we keep him this weekend.
No, I want to talk to Chaz for a while.
Wait. Are you done chewing, Chaz?
Not yet.
Oh, just go ahead and put it on.
No rush.
We interrupted your dinner.
No rush. Are you still eating? You could come over later. It's okay.
It's okay. Bill, grab me.
Come back after the show.
He's here.
Who?
He's
Chaz
here
is here.
Chaz is here. National champion for the Friesen Performance IMCA Modifieds. First from Arizona to do that. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you. So the in-studio audience gives him a round of applause. We need – oh, that's what we forgot, Nate, is one of the applause and the clap and the – we got to get a sign for next year.
Pay
applause
attention.
Sign.
Silence.
Yeah, an applause.
Quiet.
So you won like 26 track championships or something like that out in Arizona? I think you run – you like swept Arizona, didn't you?
Yeah,
pretty
in the
much.
Modified,
in the
sure.
Modified. You won a stock car championship?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it was a really good year. I mean, we had a really good team, and we were consistent all year and kept our stuff up to date and did what we had to do to get it done.
So you won a region, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Yeah,
the
I
Western
won.
Region?
I won the Western region in 2020 and 2021, I believe it was. So I forgot the regional stuff, but to get a national was pretty cool.
It's a heck of an accomplishment.
It
really is. I mean,
especially from that part of the country.
Right. That's what I was going to say is, you know, we've never had anybody from Arizona win our national championship. Had a lot of good racers from Arizona, from that Phoenix market. You know, it's kind
of
crazy.
Truth about half of them live in Iowa now.
I know. There's a lot of transplants, you know. Some that are still racing with us, some that aren't, you know. But it's just, to me, I always say when – you know, and I saw you at Super Nationals. You ran really well. Was it the All-Star race?
Yeah.
The All-Star race, you started toward the back, right?
Yeah, we started 14th and got to second.
Got up to second. I thought you needed a caution, and I thought you could have won that. You know, but you Super Nationals to me is really cool because it brings guys like you from all the way across the United States, and it brings guys from Canada and New York and all over where we have modified racing, and it puts them all on the same racetrack, and you'd never know that they've never raced against each other.
Well, it kind of shows, too, that you're no fluke. I mean, you're competitive out there, A lot of people say that you've got to race in the Midwest to be competitive. You don't have to do that. You show that you can win out west. You can race against the guys here. So that proved that you're very, very,
And it helps having, like, you know, Harris, having Kyle Brown out here or out in, you know, Iowa next to Boone, because he actually helped me a ton when I came out there to kind of get the car close to where I needed to be. So, I mean, without, you know, some of the tech support that I get through the chassis builder, I probably wouldn't have been as good. But, yeah, definitely helped having him.
Yeah, whenever you got chassis support like that from a builder like Harris, you know, and Kyle and his staff there, they all know what they're doing. You know, it's very, very helpful. I know that because I've raced a Harris car. It would have been in the 90s for like a year or two, 1 year.
We're taking a detour there.
Yeah,
he raced a Harris car.
It really wasn't racing when I did.
Ask him about.
But it got better when I had a Harris car.
Ask him about the first sport mod.
Ask him about Butler County in Iowa.
Ask him about the first sport mod real quick.
No. Do I want to know about the first sport mod?
Obviously, you don't watch or listen to our podcast.
I acted like
I listened to like one.
Well, we talk about it every podcast. It comes.
I acted like Jared Franzen a little bit when I raced.
Really?
What?
A little bit.
You acted like Jared Franzen?
I have a letter. Yeah, a little bit.
You did get a letter.
I have.
God, I wish I'd have worked there.
That's right. You got like indefinitely suspended from Vinton.
We don't want to talk about that.
Is that why you're running it now?
Yeah. I do as I do. As I
do not do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, that. Yeah, no. No, but you had a great season, but you've been a good racer for a long time. How many years have you raced mods?
This was our 10th year in a mod.
Yeah, and you're like, how old, 26?
Yeah.
Man. You raced sport mod before?
What'd you race before that?
Mm-hmm. I raced mod lights before that.
Wow.
So I was in a mod light, and then before that I was in a go-kart. But then kind of in between the 10 years of in a modified, I was in, like, stock cars and what we had pure stocks at home. And
yep.
I raced a dwarf car a couple times. And
so anything.
Yeah.
Was this your first year in a stock car that you raced weekly out in Arizona? I know you won a track championship where. Was it at Thunder Raceway?
Deuce of Clubs, it was our first full season that we ran in one. Last year I had a few shows in that same car, but this year we finally like kind of hit a ton of races in it and were able to do that. So it was good.
Because you've led I think you led the points pretty much all year, didn't you?
11 or all but 1 month.
All but January.
I mean, and it's hard to do. I mean, we talk about Arizona. There's only three or four tracks out there, but a lot of those events draw heavy car counts just due to the time of the year, racing Winter Nationals in the winter. So to get out of the gate that quick and to be that competitive and then to last all year, that says a lot about your talent.
Yeah, I know. I was bummed. We were looking back at if we did lead all the months, and we went back and saw that we were second by like a couple points in January. And
I think Tim Ward was
in
January.
I think Gray had me.
Don't
that
worry.
Might have been Gray.
Rando did in January.
No, that plaque from March for leading the points that you get, he'll mail it out tomorrow.
No, really.
I'm still mailing those out. In fact, I think I brought some of them with
me. We've got some from August. We've got some. So you'll get more than just your national award.
2021. I was just a little late with that order.
He had a great idea to start that program, but keeping up with it's been a little.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to work out for me, too, as I go head on into the wall.
I'm going to pass that on to you next year.
I mean, hey, you're the guy that owns this whole deal, so you can do that, you know?
Don't give him any ideas.
Chatsbach, everybody. Give him a shot.
So plans next year? Defend your title, or what are you going to do?
We've been talking about it. I mean, with the Brad having the three tracks out there and being able to, you know, race and not be on top of each other on, you know, two different tracks, be on top of each other in the same night, it makes it possible for us to do it again. And, I mean, who doesn't want to say they did it 2 years in a row, you know? So,
and not too many can say they've done it 2 years in a row.
Right. So we're thinking about it. We'll see how December goes, and then see how Winter Nationals goes, really. If the year starts off good, then it'll probably prove to be a good year, and we'll probably shoot for it again.
So. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah,
he's always in the top of the points.
You know
it
can be done now. You
know? Right. I know. It was like beginning of this year, I was like, well, you know, we'll just start the year off. We started with the Harris car and didn't know how it was going to go. And then, you know, we went through Winter Nationals. We did pretty good throughout Winter Nationals, got us a win in there. And then the following weekend, we ran a three-day show and won two out of the three. And then that's when it was like, all right, we can run for some wins here this year. And then we got a few months in, and we had quite a few wins. And I was like, because if you look at the national deal, it's really just looking at how many wins can you get by the end of the year. So then we just started chasing wins at that point and went for national that way. So.
Well, you got to figure it out.
Are you awake?
Yeah.
This is the longest I've heard Jerry not talk. Thank you, Chez.
You're welcome.
Wow. Just listening.
You're sleeping?
For years, I mean, we've heard it a lot. At least I've heard it a lot, you know, that you can't win an IMCA Modified National Championship unless you live in Iowa. You know, you hear at the Iowa, you know, the instead of IMCA, International Motor Contest, it's the Iowa Motor Contest Association. You know, we hear all these funny things. It makes us smile. But, you know, I mean, you've proven that a variety of things. One, I don't think you're a high-budget team. I don't think you have an S&S toter stacker, right?
No, we got a 2002 24-foot enclosed. It's all wood inside and everything. Yeah. You know, it's old school. It's a heavy trailer, too.
Yeah. I read that in your story. I think the stories are so cool that Bill writes when he calls you guys and the stuff you say, you know, and low budget. You're a low budget guy. You know, you're I assume you have a job. You don't race for a living, do you?
No. Yeah, I work weekly.
What do you do for a living?
So I actually just started a few months ago, appliance repair.
Really?
Yeah. So all week I'm going to houses.
My washing machine's making this weird noise.
We'll talk about that later.
He's going to charge you.
Yeah.
She was yelling upstairs. I couldn't figure out what she wanted.
But, yeah, I mean, and I'm going to say it tomorrow night. You're going to hear me say it again, you know, that you're just a really good – you're the perfect – you're what IMCA is about. You really are. You know, you're young. You've got good equipment. You're a good racer. You've raced for a long time, even though you're still relatively young. I started working at IMCA. I was 25. I've worked at IMCA longer than you've been alive, which is just so seems so weird.
Why are you talking about your age like
you
that
think
right
26
now?
Is relatively young? What?
I wish I was 26.
That's young. Again. That's not relatively young. That's young.
I know.
Holy cow.
He's got his whole life ahead of him.
So many.
He won a national championship, and he's in his 20s. Man. It's pretty damn cool.
All of us are like twice as old as you.
Who's the youngest to win a national championship?
In a modified?
I don't know.
Or any division? Bill? Where's Bill Martin? He was just walking. He would know. Hey, Bill. Bill Martin.
Bill might know that.
He's talking to another champion.
Yeah, he's talking to Sam.
Who's the youngest national champion ever? Do you know?
In a modified.
Or any division.
Or any.
Youngest national champion. Okay. Oh, well, you're old compared to him.
Yeah, I'm really
16.
Old. That's really old.
Yeah, you
that's
are
compact,
old.
Though.
That's a decade.
Compact.
Yeah.
It's
a
good decade. For him.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations again. We're going to let you finish
it.
Your dinner.
Yeah, I'm going to go finish my carrots. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Carrots, that's the secret.
You got your speech ready for tomorrow night?
We're winging
Make
it.
His eyes better.
I've got my thank yous, but.
Are you a talker? Are you going to talk 2 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes tomorrow? Do you have any idea?
It's going to judge it off.
Because I had you pegged at like 4.5 minutes. I didn't think you were going to talk for a
I'm
long.
Still wondering who's going to beat Mike Nichols.
You're not going to. You're not. Okay.
I'm not going to shoot for that. Unless you. Well, yeah, he does a good job.
You do.
No, I don't plan to beat him.
Podcast.
He does watch the podcast. Well, Chez Baca, thank you very much. We will see you tomorrow night at the national banquet. And enjoy the rest of your meal. Thanks
awesome.
For coming.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate all you guys
did
do.
Did you drive out here or did you fly?
We drove.
I was going to say, how do you get all this stuff home?
Well, that was what we thought about.
We like, thought about that, too. I'm like, well, we'll see what they how they get here.
Yeah.
How they're going to get some of this stuff home with
We rented a – We got a Ford Expedition, so, you know, it's got plenty of room sure. to...
Is there any track you raced at that you did not win a championship in any division? Because, do I have a consolation prize for you.
Well, I got to go down there in January.
Okay.
For our 49 races that we ran at Verona Speedway and Paris Auto Speedway, but we only hit a couple races at those two tracks, so we weren't able to run their full season. But all the Arizona stuff, other than Mojave... Because Mojave would land on top of the other three tracks here and there. So, yeah.
So how long does it take you to get to Sholo?
Sholo's about three and a half.
One direction.
Yes.
And then Verona, I mean, that's not right down the street either.
Verona's like six.
Yeah. So you're driving within 9 hours. That's quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's a lot of driving. How many miles you put on your vehicle? Do you keep track of that?
No. We should. We really should.
But it's a lot.
That's the thing. It's scary to look at, so I kind of don't, you know.
I get it.
Because the closest track to us is Casa Grande, and that takes us like an hour to get there with the trailer.
Yeah.
So, but then other than that, Sholo's the next closest at 3 hours. And then, you know, you look at Yuma, that's about 4 hours for us. So
It's a lot of hours, a lot of driving.
A lot of windshield time. Luckily, it's not like every night or something. You know, we're not like in Iowa racing every night going to different tracks.
You're not going to show on Friday and Verona on Saturday.
Right. Yeah, completely across the state. Yeah, that would not be fun. But it would be a lot nicer to be able to run 4 or 5 nights a week and not have to travel very far.
Yeah, but you live in the desert.
Yeah, right.
Literally.
Yeah, literally. Literally, it's all brown everywhere.
It is. It's pretty when you get up towards Sholo, though, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
I've been in that area once.
You get
life.
Up into mountains, and it's pretty,
it's
for
pretty
sure.
Up there. I've been up by Prescott, Mojave. It changes when you get up there in the northern part of Arizona.
Well, Mojave, not so much. Mojave's back in desert.
Exactly. I've drove from Phoenix to Mojave and went through some nice stuff.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Then back to the desert.
You get in, like, Flagstaff. It looks really good. And then, you get down in the valley, and it's terrible.
Yeah.
But is what it is.
Yeah. Well, congratulations again.
Cool. Thank you.
We'll
I appreciate
you carrots.
It. Yeah, I'm going to go finish up.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
26 years old national champ. That's
26.
Pretty cool.
He just wanted to go eat, and you kept him for another 4.5 minutes.
What?
Well,
you were going to let him go eat, and then kept him.
Yeah, but we were talking about his travel time.
You know, if I didn't know he was a national champion, I'd have called this guy a loser based on the shirt he's wearing today. Man.
Not only did they lose once, but they lose twice today.
They don't get a bowl game. No, they might. Exactly. They might sneak into a bowl game.
You can hear way better with these on.
Can you?
Yeah.
Can you? Want to turn that up?
We can't turn it up too.
It's kind of muffled in the back.
It'll be a it's like watching it at home.
We don't want to blast everybody
it's
out.
It's kind of like Jerry announcing at Motown, muffled.
Whoa.
Zach.
Wow.
Welcome to the podcast, and welcome to Lincoln, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, you've been fast. I think I told you that at Boone. I think
he's
we talked
fast
a little
all
bit.
The time
it's
at Boone.
It's taken a long time.
Yeah. It all started when Peanut Butter came on.
Yeah. Is he here?
Peanut Butter was a single guy.
I heard a rumor he's here
around
tonight.
In the yellow.
Yeah, I was telling him. I think it was in this. It was on the stage. That
was
sometime
race
over
the champion stage.
Yeah,
I said, "How many you taking for the concert?" You said, "I don't know yet." I said, "Okay, hopefully."
Where do you
make
plan
it.
To finish?
Yeah.
He was fast. He was fast at the Prelude, right out of the gate.
He's fast all the time at Boone. You've won like how many races? Three in a row.
Three. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you've got such a recognizable car.
Yeah, it's Plain Jane. You know,
white.
I think Wade. He goes, "Your car's kind of ugly, Zach. What do you got to say about
Wade
it?"
Wade said that?
I said, "You make yours pretty. I'll make mine fast."
For those who don't know, Zach Olmsted, our national champion in the hobby stock division, joining us now.
Yep.
Man, he was quick all year. And he were quick every year at Boone. Every
he
year.
He is. I was telling pretty him, and my daughter said the very first night during the Prelude, my oldest daughter was there watching, and I had to run out for the infield and came back down in there for something. And you were leading when I left. And when I came back in, you weren't on the racetrack no more, and it was like the last lap, I think. And you might have been on the track. Did you get crashed?
Yeah, it was.
Did you crash out of that?
Restart with four to go. Actually, we went a lap.
Tore up.
I kind of vapor locked on the start, and then the second restart, vapor locked again. And
you got tore up. You got tore up a lot of Boone this year.
I got tore up every dang time I was on the track, it seemed like. But
you're fast. You get to the front and tear it up.
Yep. Like I'm racing with my brothers.
There he goes again. He's off the track. but yeah, you had a good season too.
Yeah.
You know?
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
That's the important thing.
Yeah. That's what we do it for, right?
And you have fun. You and Mike Smith were like at a heated battle all year long. And I think you knew you won the championship, didn't you? You were pretty confident there toward the end. He'd run out of nights, I think.
Once he ran out of nights. And I knew what we had to get to because his 28th win was actually a second. You know, he had 27 full point wins, and the 28th was a 9 car win. And I knew once I got to 27, I had 4 nights, I think, to get another win. And we went to McCool. The night after I won my 27th, we went the next week, and then we won the 28th. But I watched him all year long, and it didn't seem like he didn't win. Every time I looked, first place.
He's like you, he wins wherever he goes.
God dang, man. Just slow down.
He's got his stuff figured out.
No, they all them Smiths do. They're all fast and anything they drive. Give them a tricycle, they'll win.
They'll race them.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah, we talked about it internally at the office a couple times. You know, when it gets to where the points are that close.
Yeah.
You know, and Ryan's really good at this, and we all know this. He he'll forecast a couple weeks out internally, like, okay, here's what could happen. And so we're, like, looking at it, and it's like, ooh, wow, this is going to be really close, you know. Yeah. And it's cool to us to have guys that live in different states, race at different racetracks, don't compete each other every single week, that come down to their last race of the year, you know, whether it be how we cap it or even just winning or even the 40-point win. I mean, that really did, for a lot of people that don't know that, that's what happened. You know, Mike had a nine-car win, which didn't count for a full win, so it counts as a second, essentially, right?
My almost 50-year-old bladder can't handle this. I'll be right back.
He's getting old. But that was pretty cool. We've had some very close national point battles over the years. We had one in our late models one year where we thought we were going to almost have to try to figure out get it down to a tenth of a point.
Yeah.
You know, but your situation this year is about as close as it gets.
Yeah, I talked to Mike Nichols a lot on the phone about it, and then David, you know, Murray, talked to him a few times about it, and they're like, you know, it doesn't sound too hard to do, but the ones that are the hardest are the ones you need.
Yeah.
So once I got to 27, I thought, one more? One out of five. I'm averaging, you know, two out of five, three out of five. One out of five shouldn't be terrible, right?
Right.
Man, I was just nervous as heck, you know. And
yeah, so you're getting ready for that race. You knew that going in.
Yeah.
You know what you have to do.
Yep.
You're not just out there racing and saying, we're just going to let it happen.
Yep.
You know where you got to get it.
Exactly. You know it, and you got to get it done.
And with our invert system, which to a lot of people, it's not popular. You know, it may not be popular even to you, but it really forces you to race your ass off.
It does. And if it was the other way, if it was off passing points or whatever, they'd be boring. Be honest, they'd be boring. They really would. Because the fast guys start on the front and it'd just be done.
Right.
But I do appreciate how you guys do it.
Yeah, to me it makes it very competitive. It gets guys that maybe aren't going to win 28 features in a year.
Right.
It gives them a little bit better chance because they're going to start up front. Some of them consistently start up front.
Right.
You know this, you know. But guys like yourself are still consistently getting up there, and fans want to see that. They want to see passing.
Yeah.
Fast cars, it doesn't matter if it's passing points or draw, redraw. Look at Super Nationals. We don't do any invert there. Well, we draw.
That's tough.
Yeah, but you still got to be able to get to the front.
It's tough.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, you can draw well and start up front. We had one year, I think, Richie Gustin won the modified at Super Nationals, never passed a car.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, Blocklinger did the same thing. He won his qualifier.
Yep. Started on the front row of heat. Started on the front row of the qualifier.
I think he broke with three or four laps left, didn't win, but same thing.
That one probably still hurts for him.
Yeah, I bet so.
That was a beautiful race car, too.
Yeah. Was that the pink one?
Oh, he always had really, really pretty race cars.
Yeah. Yeah, he was always fast there.
You awake over there?
I'm just
hanging out with Zach. Talking about racing.
He's still I'm upset about my comment.
I forgot
it's
it.
Just Jerry.
Okay. That was a hell of a football game today, by the way.
Oh, I know.
I didn't
want to be
play.
There.
Well, if you didn't want to be there, you could just give me your ticket. I'd have went.
My toes were cold.
That's okay.
My toes were cold. My
body be cold. I went to one Nebraska-Iowa game, and I vowed I'd never do it again.
Yeah.
I about froze to death. My wife don't like cold weather either.
I don't blame her. Mine don't either. She bought heated socks, and I said, sweet, did you get me a pair? She goes, nope.
Nope.
She wasn't thinking about you.
No. She says, I'm just going to see how good they work, and then we'll get you a pair if they work.
There you go. Yeah, because you don't want to waste money on one thing and then it not work.
Exactly.
And then we got two of these things.
So how much – to people that don't know, how much driving do you do? How far are your racetracks from you?
So Lexington, which is Dawson County, it's 11 miles.
So not far.
It's a Sunday night.
You don't have a three-hour drive.
Well, that's a Sunday night.
It depends. It depends on what time the races are over to what time they go home.
If we decide to go to Columbus on a Thursday, it's about 2 hours, 15 minutes. They start at 8, so we don't got to leave work till 5. Hop in the pickup and go. Fridays, I raced Colby a little bit, which is 2.5 hours. I raced Salina a few nights, which is 3 hours and 40 minutes. We could go to Albion, which is about 2.5. I'm just not a fan of that place, so I try to avoid it. I've never had good luck there.
It happens.
But
there's racetracks like that for all of us.
Yeah, Colby.
For everyone.
Colby and Salina, I like. Beatrice is about 3 hours for us, too. So
yep.
Anything's quite a bit of a drive on a Friday. And Saturday we got, we did have McCool Junction, I guess, which was about an hour and 45 minutes.
Yep.
But we raced Hayes about 2 hours and 10, 2 hours and 5 minutes.
So you're still driving a lot.
Yeah. We raced Waukini a few times. It's about 2 hours.
Yep.
Everything's about 2 hours. North Platte's about an hour and 15, so.
It's a long ways. That's a lot of commitment.
It's a lot of driving.
A lot of miles on your truck.
Get the fair racing in Kansas. They're all 2 hours.
Yep.
Then we raced 7 nights out of 9 at the end of July. And it was all 2 hours of driving every night. Get up,
directions.
Go to work, get the race car ready. But thankfully, the job I got, we work family business, so get off at noon or whatever, go work on the car for a while,
sure.
Load it up, and hit the road, but. It helps.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guys working factory jobs or whatever, there's no way they could do that.
Right. It was just so many sacrifices you have to make personally, whether it be driving all the time or whether you've got crew members that are driving for you or what you do for a living, where you work, what your hours are.
It does. Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's all a factor.
It is. It just shows how difficult it is to do what you've done.
Yep.
And how much commitment you have. And you got to win.
that's
you got to drive 2 hours away and win.
Yeah, you can't just have fun. You got to win a few times too.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, well, good for you. Yeah, you're you've got a fast hot rod, a fast hobby stock. Every time I see it, it's fast.
The last night of the year at Salina, I knocked the door bars out of it.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Which side?
The right side. We had to put it on a jig and fix it up. And we got her fixed up, though. So.
Did I read that you had that car for, like...
It was a 2019.
5 years?
Yeah.
Did I read
that
right?
Yeah, I think it's probably got 200 nights on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool, too.
Bent in all the right places.
That to me, again, that's cool, too, because, again, in IMCA, we always got people, if something costs a lot of money, we're to blame for it, right?
Right.
And you got guys that say, oh, I have to buy a new car, or, somebody's buying a brand new car, and there's guys that don't. A lot of people can't do that. Most of our racers can't go out and buy a brand new race car every year. In fact, you got a 5-year-old race car, and you run it front at Super Nationals every time you show up, win a national championship with it.
It's
pretty damn cool.
Gonna run it again, too.
I bet it's gonna be fast.
If you guys seen what this thing was built out of, you'd just laugh, too. It's just a 2-car garage with a lift in it, and got junk laying all around. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Just a regular Joe with a tubing bender.
Yep. Very
perfect.
Cool.
All right. We're gonna let you go drown. We're gonna let you go drown your sorrows for your loss today.
All right.
So Zach, always good to see you.
Yep. Thanks guys.
Nate,
I didn't even get to pick on Ryan
Nate,
while I was
would
up
you turn
here.
Ryan
left.
On?
Really?
Mine clicked once. I didn't know if you lost me for a second. Zach,
you turned me off and I went
again.
To the bathroom?
You bet.
I didn't take the headset with me. It's not like you're going to hear anything in there. So we've gone through.
It's fun talking to these guys.
It is.
Hey,
we've got like 5 or 6 more though. We've got to do the
hey, there always has to be 2 of us, or at least 1 of us with him at all times.
Why?
I think Jim's
going to
do. I think Jim's going to do the next one.
Yeah,
so I think Jim's going to replace Brett.
Hey, you want to come in?
Yeah, and I got to pee.
Go.
Well, don't do it here.
Okay, I won't. You need something to drink while I'm out.
No. I'll move down there.
Down here?
Yeah. Who do you want to talk to next?
Tyler Drucki. Is he coming up next?
Oh, we're going to talk sprint cars. We're going to talk sprint
cars.
Hey, there's my twin brother.
We're going to talk the invert
here,
with Tyler Drucki.
Jim, you sit here.
I know we're going to talk the invert. Wait a minute. I got VP and I got president and vice president. I got to be on my best behavior now.
He could have just got out of it.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Here. You're in.
I feel like I'm sitting between Dumb and Dumber now.
Oh, and you weren't before?
No, that was dumbest. Dumbest left. Sorry, Jerry.
Hush up. I'm talking about
some pushing
flips.
Talk about some pushing flips.
God, you got a little head.
No, it's why, not. Trust
even,
me.
Why do you think? Yeah.
Just listen to him.
It doesn't even cover my ears.
Just listen to him. Well, we're going to get right to the point.
Tyler Drucki, Sprint
Tyler
Car National
Drucki.
Champion.
Howdy.
Hey, off the top here, what do you think about the invert and guys that want to start up front?
It's cherry picking. What's a waste of time?
I thought it was
not that exciting.
I thought
something candy. What was that candy?
I told you you could say it, and I'll just leave.
Candy asses?
Is that what candy asses like to start up front. I'll tell you what, it's a lot of fun watching you come from the back.
Well, I mean, if you're going to be the best, you might as well be able to pass everybody. So you're going to have to pass them at some point, you know, short of qualifying. You know, you either got to pass them in the heat race or you got to pass them at some point in the night if you're going to win the feature. So that's what makes it exciting. And if you want to put butts in the seats and the stands and have action, you're going to have to give a little to get a little. So
I like that about the podcast that we shared on the IMCA Racing Facebook page. That you had done, you know, a lot of guys want to go out and win. Obviously, everybody wants to win every week, but winning from the front row isn't as fun to you as coming from 10th or 12th and finishing 2nd or 3rd. I mean, you want to put a show on for the fans.
Well, you can't always judge. There's a lot of circumstances that you can't control, so I don't judge our night based on where we finished. We judge our night based on if we got our car right and we did it to the best of our abilities. So, you know, some nights you do it the best that you can, and there's no tenth of a second left in lap time, and you run second. That's just the way it is. And sometimes you don't do it right, and you start on the front row, and you win the feature. You know, I've had both instances happen this year, and, you know, when you still win the feature, you know, you get the 40 points, which is important, but you really didn't do a good job.
So the racing really sucks, doesn't it?
It does. Well,
still won, though.
You still won. But.
Yeah, I guess that's not satisfying to me just to win. You know, I want to make sure we're the best car and we leave no doubt. So, and naturally, if you do that enough times, you get everybody else chasing you and they start changing their car, and then the gap between you and everybody else just keeps getting wider and wider.
I think when you and I were at Denison this year, Jim, I talked to Tyler, and that was the first thing that you had said to me. Get, you know, the draw, redraw, get it out of here, do the invert. That's what makes racing good. And, I mean, you've been a proponent of that since day one.
Well, I mean, and a lot of it is I don't think anybody's making a living racing IMCA classes. I mean, not if there's any, it's very few. So you got to get the new guys in so we keep cars coming, we keep putting full fields on the racetrack and keep everybody interested. And the fastest way for somebody to become disinterested is to have to start in the back every night, and then you finish in the back because all the fast guys are up front, and you go to the pay window and you get a $50 check for your car that cost you $500 to race that night. And that's a quick way to go out of business and just quit, give up. And you want to keep everybody coming back. You want to keep the fields full, and I want to see more race cars and more racetracks. And we lose racetracks every day, and we lose race teams every day. So I would like to see it go the other way, but you know, not everybody thinks of it like me. So
you're exactly right. I mean, can we talk about my racing? The first year I raced, it was horrible.
The first time he drove a race car, racing.
The second year I raced, I got passed on like this last lap of the season championship because they started us by points and I was 3rd in points.
Yep. They weren't very good. He was just
the guy,
there every week.
The guy who was in first elected not to start up there because he was going to the Super Nationals. True story. He pulled out and put me on the pole. I led the whole race and got passed on the last lap. And I was like, oh, so close. But that first year really sucked. I almost quit because when you're not competitive, it's very discouraging. Racing is
and it's an expensive investment to have no sort of reward. So
correct.
You know, and the way the formats are now, like, it's not handed to you. We're not doing a 20-car invert with 20 cars show up. So it's not handed to you. So therefore, you still have to finish in the top 4 or 3 or whatever it is that night, you know, to earn the front row starting spot. It's not like it's handed to you. Right. So there is still a requirement that you got to earn it. And then after that, I mean, them guys, they start up front, they lead 8 laps, and maybe that's the only 8 laps they lead the whole season, but that gives them enough of a boost to come back the next week. And
just describe my second year racing.
That's exactly true.
Give it another go.
I think you had some stats when you started.
Moral of the story is when we start in the front 6 starting positions, we won 73% of our races. When we made the redraw, I think our average starting position was like 4.4. Most redraws are 6 or 8 cars. When we made an invert, our average starting position was 10.4. Our average finish was like 3.3, something like that. So we averaged passing approximately 6 cars a race, and we averaged a 10th to 3rd, essentially.
Yep.
So. And that's what it took. So Then we mixed that in. We did do draw, redraw shows. I mean, I think the way I did it, we were going to go to Eagle Raceway and race against what I think is one of the toughest there's full fields every week. Well, every week except for one or two this year, but there's full fields every week. There's a lot of really competitive cars, and for the Race Saver deal, it's kind of the traveler track. You get guys from the local area, when they're close enough, they come in because they want to race the Nationals, and so they drop in, and that just boosts the competition even more. So, but I wanted to run. I'm not cherry picking. We're going to go to the toughest racetrack. We're going to leave no doubt that we're the best car and we're the best team, and then we traveled around, and we had to sprinkle in other races to supplement our schedule to accomplish what we wanted to accomplish this year. So, and it all played out pretty much how I thought it needed to win it. So,
good. It was a hell of a season. It really was.
It was fun.
So, I know you were. You didn't race Husetts Weekly, did you? With
no.
With a Race Saver car?
I was going up there. I had sponsors come to me in the wintertime, wanted to run for the national championship. I'd finished second, I think, twice before when we'd ran for it. But those years, we never set out to win it. We just kind of, you were running good, and you kind of fell in position. And I think one year I led it all the way up to the last month and then got beat. So this year was the first time we really set out from the start to win the whole thing. And I ran Husetts as kind of an R&D year to go 410 racing, as ultimately that's what we're going to try and do next year to try and move up and test ourselves even more, and we'll see how that goes. But we kind of got into the national title chase, and there were some cars up there that were a real threat, so we parked the 410 car and took the 305 up there. So I think the first night up there we ran 13th, the second night we ran second, and like the last night we ran like ninth or something like that. It wasn't very good either. So it's not like I had a lot of success up there either. There's a pretty stout bunch in South Dakota. So.
Oh, yeah. Especially at that track.
But what about that group up there? That's a tough place. It's tough to get around. They made some changes to the order of the cars, you know, the way they ran them. They moved the 305s to the end of the night, Race Saver cars to the end of the night. And that the 410s blew the track off, so then it slicked up and made the 305. The Race Saver racing a heck of a lot better when they did that, which I think was a good change, and I think everybody's learning. You know, they're learning and adjusting, so I think it'll be a lot better for them next year.
Do most guys that are racing 305s, the Race Saver stuff, do most guys have that the same goal as you? Are guys wanting to jump into 410s? Is that kind of in the pits? Do people talk about that kind of stuff a lot?
Oh, I think everybody would like to. The reality is just not everybody's able to. I mean,
sure,
it's. When I started racing, we had some help to buy our first. We ran 360s at the time, and we had a help. We had a deal where my mom and dad owned half the motor, and another Matt Zoss, who still helps me out today, they owned the other half. Him and his mom and dad. So that's how I got started. If it wasn't for that, I would have never even. My mom and dad couldn't afford to foot the whole bill at the time on our own. But
sure,
through good fortune and working hard. Our trucking business has gotten bigger, and it's afforded me the opportunity to keep growing and to the point where I can afford to purchase a 410 motor. And I kind of got to the point a few years ago where I could afford to try it. And so I bought a used motor. It was a Steve Kinzer Racing engine, like 083 serial number. So Steve's been retired a while.
He's been out of it.
That tells you how old that motor was. So I by no means had anything super grand, but we went up there and I had two nights in the middle of the summer. We ran second and third. So back to just same thing with new guys. That gives you an extra boost to have a good run to keep. Then it just sucks you in, keep coming back. So then we got another motor and tried to go to Knoxville last year, and it went about how most rookies over there go, especially for us being new to that deal and not knowing anything. So we learned a lot. We struggled a lot. And then sponsors came to me this year and thought that we had a real shot at winning the national title, because I think we ran the 305 a lot at the end of the year last year, hitting all the specials and stuff. And I think we won like 7 out of 9 races or something at the end of the year last year. And that was kind of the kickstart to come into this year. And then we kind of fell on our face at the start of the year until we got going. So, but to answer the question, I think there's a lot of people that would like to. This is the reality, economics of it. Not everybody can do it. And
sure. Race Saver rules are so good. We've said this for years. Ever since we forged our partnership with French and with Roger. And the
elephant in the room is everybody's, they're not really race saving money, you know, whatever they say. But what hasn't gone up in price in the last 3 years?
Correct.
It's fool's gold. You got your head in the sand. So
we're always saying, you know, racing is affordable. Well, that's a relative term. Affordable can be very different from people to people.
Don't get me wrong. I wish we all raced 410 sprint cars because then we'd be much more competitive when, you know, the upper echelons come to town. But with the Race Saver thing, it's set up a lot of the same way as the original sprint car racing years and years ago. You have all these weekly tracks, and then you have the big races that a lot of the traveling upper echelon Race Saver teams travel to, and they all show up to them, you know. We went to Iowa there, and they had, I think it was 1,500 to win the first night and 3,000 to win the second night. Well, there's a lot of the best cars were there that maybe hadn't ran weekly around all year long.
Right.
So that's another thing. When you throw out big money like that, you're not going to give that to the I don't want to offend anybody, but that's not going to go to the low buck guy or the new guy. It's not going to go to him. It's going to go to the guy that's gained experience and put himself in position to have all his ducks in a row.
It's racing. It's very competitive. It's very popular. There's lots of cars.
It pays to win. It doesn't pay to show up. So
correct. Well, congratulations again to you.
Thank you, guys.
We appreciate it. We really do. It was fun watching you race this year. And
we'll still be around. We'll still do some. We'll do some more of it. We'll still be around.
You're coming back for the Nationals?
It's going to depend on how that other deal goes.
It owes you one. You know that.
Well, there's a night our team did everything right. It just didn't happen. So it is what it is.
Well, good luck this year.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tyler.
Thanks.
I still want to race one of those things on the track by
myself. Based on your driving history, that might not be.
I guess most people would call that like qualifying or hot laps, but I call it racing.
Virginia said she'd get you one for Christmas.
Yeah, she did.
And that'll come with the divorce papers.
We're getting a sprint car, babe.
Southern Sport Mod.
There you go. Jump on in.
Hey, David.
I don't need that in my mouth, do I?
No.
It was close enough.
In front of it.
David Phillips, Southern Sport Mod National Champion. Where are you from in Texas?
Tuscola.
Tuscola.
Just a little south of Abilene.
I was going to say, it's got to be out by Abilene somewhere.
Yep. It's there. Little town.
I went to, when I was in Abilene this last time, I either go to the Southern Challenge or the Icebreaker, one of the two. And I went to like a barbecue place at like, I think it was called like Gun Barrel or something like that. Is there a place south of Abilene? Gun something or other.
I don't know.
I'll only go to Abilene.
I drove 15 minutes to get out there to it, and it was some of the best food. It was like on a Sunday morning. They had like a brunch. I went out with Rob and Libby after.
I need to find out where that's at.
It's like Gun Barrel or Gun City or Gun something to do with guns.
Early in the year when the snakes are still hibernating.
Bullets, hell, I don't know.
It's Texas.
Yeah.
Correct.
I will not do Abilene. Because of the snakes.
Is that right?
Snakes?
Yeah. Not going to happen.
Bad, huh?
You just got to stay out of the grandstands.
The snakes. You're going to the wrong church, man.
So tell us about your season this year. Man, besides you won.
It was long, stressful.
Points will do that to you.
It was really cool. To come back and do what we did, you know, we weren't expecting it, weren't going out for any expectations, just to go out and have fun, maybe prove a little of myself, you know, and to come out where we did, it was cool, a lot of hard work.
Yeah, I read in your story you'd sat out for a few years. I remember you racing a few years ago, and you kind of vanished for a while.
Yep.
You and your dad both.
Yeah.
I just always remember your dad because he's like, if I go to Abilene. He's like always one of the guys that will come up to me and ask me how I'm doing and say, how are you, Brett?
Not yell at you?
No. He's he's always kind to me. Yeah. That's unusual at times for me in Texas.
Unlike Gary Williams.
Correct. no, Roland has been very good. All the years I've been coming down there, he's always been very, very good.
He's been around that place a long time.
Yeah, he has been, as long as I've been coming down
it's
there.
It's good to have him in my corner.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's good to see you. You had a good season. Now, you were driving for a gentleman this year, right?
Yep. Did I read that Kerry right? Fryer. Yep. He's here somewhere around here.
It's
he's
a red hiding. Car,
he's
right?
He's waving, yep. He's the go red car guy.
Gotcha. Does he have more than one car? He didn't have a couple cars, doesn't he?
Yes, sir. Yep, he's got I think, four in-house, and then he helps some other people.
Sure.
So, yep.
Yeah, when I was there again, I think it was this – I can't remember if I was there in the spring or the fall last year. They all run together when I go to Abilene. It's cold, I know.
Yeah,
I always,
yeah, exactly.
Cold?
Yes. Jeez. It is cold.
Oh, I wouldn't get out of the van the last time I was
it
there.
It is cold down there. When they say it's like 50 degrees, it's like, oh, that's not bad. It's bad down there.
It's cold here. I'm finally starting to sweat sitting here at this table.
We call this Abilene
right, the whole time.
Yeah. It is cold out here. You're right.
This is late summer outside. Yeah, I don't know what you're complaining about.
So where else you race this year?
We raced at Boyd. We raced at Kennedale. Raced at Grayson and Waco.
Gotcha.
Heart of Texas. It was a packed season. We tried to, if we had one cancel, we'd try and hit another one. Once we put it on the board that we were going to run this deal, it was you only have two nights in Texas to race. You don't have more than two. So if you can't capitalize on a Friday and a Saturday, you're behind. So you got to keep plugging away.
And Abilene had a lot of rain this year, didn't they?
A ton of rain.
Yeah, I think he lost a month.
I think it was almost a month, a month and a half.
I thought they canceled the season. They didn't race for so long. I mean, what are Robin Libby doing down there? Are they on vacation?
Vacation. They bought a pontoon boat and a fishing pole.
No, they just go to Shreveport. Shreveport. Go to Shreveport.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you know that you had won the national points? I mean, as it came at bonus points, if bonus points ever played a factor, winning a championship, it was with you this year. Did you think you had it wrapped
up? It was so close.
It was very close. It was.
Anyway, it was so close. I know Virginia probably got tired of hearing me. Are you sure? How close? Are you sure? And Bill, man, I was just trying. I you can't say anything until it's official. But man, we were. As I was telling my folks, I was like, we're just going to wait till it comes out. Let's just wait. Because, you know, most of the time you got four solid points or you've got a little bit of a gap there where you just know. And it was a nail biter all the way to the end.
Yeah.
You didn't stretch out, did it?
Oh, man. And it came down to the last race, too. I mean, it was.
Because it was like one. I mean.
Last race of the season, the guy that's now ran.
Good Lord.
Jesus.
Well, they just added
good for something.
They just added more time to the podcast.
Yes.
took some time off my life, apparently.
Yeah. So
we had Zach Olmsted's situation where he came down to wins and they were literally tied on bonus points.
That's it.
And it was wins, and in your situation, the bonus points are what put you over the top.
That's right.
Jeff Shepard led a good portion of the season in
the last I guess quarter of the season.
He had the most wins, but he wasn't leading any track championships.
No.
And in our system, you have to, as you well know, you have to win a track championship. You have to win one.
I think he won 16 races and still fall short. You got to have that championship.
That's right.
And he'll be a heck of a contender next year. I think he's on a mission. So.
Yeah. I ran into him at KSP. I went to KSP, I think it was in July this year, and he was there. And I figured he would probably be up front, and he got into a tangle. Had a guy get crossed up in front of him and wrecked his car. But he won like almost every night there. He won a bunch of races. He had a very good season.
Yep.
But I think when the wins actually, when the points sorted out before the bonus points, I think you were in third, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
You actually jumped Jeff and who else did he jump? I can't remember.
I think it was Jarrett.
Jarrett Branson.
There you go. Yep. Jumped
two guys. I say I think. I know.
Yeah.
I was a little nerdy on it. I had a spreadsheet. I had everybody on there. I'm looking at everybody's finishes. Oh yeah, it was.
That's okay.
I geeked out a little bit. I shouldn't have, but I did. So
that's okay.
That sport mod division for IMCA and obviously for everybody in Texas is pretty popular down there.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of the guys that up north don't really know what a Southern sport mod is. You know, they're not really the same thing.
Yep.
You know, I mean, they got a similar name, but
we're still trying to figure it out.
You're using a completely different car. Yeah. You know, it's more like a stock car, I would say.
It is.
Maybe even a little bit across of a hobby stock.
Yep.
In its rules, but they're super ultra competitive, and
yep.
everybody races them down there. It's usually got the highest car counts at all the classes,
yep. and they're getting faster.
They so are.
It's crazy.
That's racing crazy. In general, though. That's we it. Have that in every That's class.
Yep. You can run headers now. I mean, not just select, what, two part numbers,
yeah,
three part numbers?
Not the block huggers or the 180s. You can actually run a real header.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, a real header. Yeah,
we've heard that before.
Thanks.
When are you going to let us run real headers?
Yeah. Soon, Selby, yeah. soon is yeah. the general answer.
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
It's never good enough, is it?
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yeah. What do you got in store for next year?
We're gonna try and carry the torch and see if we can't. I don't want to give it away, so yeah. I want to.
Somebody's got to
let somebody. I want to try and make somebody earn it. So we're gonna try and do it again.
Good.
So
good.
We didn't plan for it this year, but I think this next year we're gonna do it. So
well, thank
exciting.
You for coming Perfect. Up. You're a long way from home. How long did it take you to get up here?
Well, funny part, you know, we left. First thing, we leave the house. We get about 40 minutes outside of town, and my alarm goes off on my house. And it's the back door, the garage door's alarm is, the siren's going off, so we turn around.
Oh,
the sheriff's department's at our house.
Oh, no.
Had a stupid sensor mess up. So it was, how long did it take and how long it should have took? Yeah, it took about 10 hours, I guess, if we'd have not had to make the detour.
Yeah.
But
it's a long ways.
Yeah, yep.
You come up to this beautiful Nebraska weather.
Yeah. Oh, we just heard it. We just missed the nice weather. What the heck?
It's snowed up here.
It's nice. It's not even snowing.
Yeah, that's the
nice
part.
In some parts of Nebraska.
maybe we'll get you a little bit of snow before the weekend's over.
I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Take
I'm
some good. Home with you.
Yeah, no.
Well, thanks for coming up.
Thank
we
you,
appreciate
thank
it.
Y'all.
Congratulations.
This is cool.
Great season.
Congratulations.
I appreciate it. Thank you all.
See you here next year?
I hope so. Oh, yeah.
Good luck.
You leaving? Good Lord. Yeah. You guys got small bladders. Maybe it's the beer.
You know.
Hey, Matt, you need a beer.
Who is this guy?
Ryan's not keeping up.
Jim Standard.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Okay.
Hi, Matt.
How's it going, guys?
Good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Again. Welcome back to Lincoln.
Yeah, good to be here.
Again. Five times?
Six, I think, yeah.
I can't keep track of them.
No.
I asked him, we asked this question at the office, and I asked it when we got here. Is it Matt or Matthew?
Matt, it's fine.
Matt.
My wife and my mom call me Matthew.
This is where we this is where we get this, because your wife will be like, Matthew.
Yep.
So we've got, okay, what do we put on the trophies? Do we put Matt or Matthew? I even asked Ryan, when you say his name when he's racing, what do you call him? And he's like, depends on how they sign in. I'm like, well, that doesn't help us any.
It says Matthew on my race pass.
Yep. So she takes care of that.
You're 6-1?
Six.
Yeah.
How many kids you got?
Three.
I figured you'd have
there
one
for a
for
while. We
every
could only
national
win this
championship.
When we had a kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gave up on that program, huh?
Yep.
Well, racing was expensive.
Yeah, no kidding.
They just went out of procedure.
It's about to get more expensive because now that they like racing so much, I think they want to do it too.
You messed up.
Yeah, you're gonna, it's about go-kart time.
Yeah, it's getting there. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Got to have a go-kart in the family.
Yeah, it's coming sooner than we think, I think.
That's good for you.
Yeah.
So tell a little bit about the season, obviously.
It was a good season. You know, we didn't really plan on any of this. We quit racing Friday nights.
Why is everybody saying that? Everybody that comes up here says, we never planned on winning the national championship.
It's hard to plan for this because everything's got to go so perfect and good. Can't have any bad nights, and everything worked out pretty good for us.
Yeah, but it's six times now.
So I know, it's crazy.
He has it figured out.
Our stuff just doesn't fall apart. That helps.
Yes.
You know?
That's very important. How many DNFs do you have? You probably know these things.
Yeah, we had one.
Yeah.
One?
The whole year.
How many nights?
The whole year, yeah. 50-ish, I think. We're
what
right
was
up
it?
There.
What'd you DNF on?
I think it was a broken rocker arm. Something stupid.
Yeah.
And that stuff happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, things you can't plan for. But, hell, there's so many opportunities for you to DNF from flats
for sure.
to
crashes. And
oh,
but we race against some of the best cars in the country in our area. Like in Kossuth County and Algona, we got both FET guys.
Yep.
I mean, they're some of the top guys in the country every year, too. So it's never easy there.
Usually up front at Super Nationals or winning qualifiers at Super Nationals.
Oop. Making an adjustment.
Yeah, for
there.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, the sport mod, the Northern Sport Mod division is ultra competitive. It's funny because in our world, everybody talks, well, stock cars, the last couple of years especially, people talking about how stock car this, stock car that. And I always say, you realize there's more Northern Sport Mods than there is stock cars. Mm-hmm. Northern Sport Mods and Modifieds are still more popular than stock cars. It's kind of crazy. But it's super competitive. And for us at IMCA, it's become the division that kind of – it just kind of quietly jumped stock car racing, to be quite honest, for many years. And you've been a part of that. You know, you've been along, along the whole
Everybody
time.
Everybody wants to be like you. That's why the numbers keep growing. That.
That's why he got a stock car.
He
wanted to be like everybody else too.
Yeah, pretty fortunate to drive Paul Berger's house car. That's a lot of fun. I really enjoy doing that. Hopefully we can do that more this year too.
How many times did you do it last year?
We just ran Arlington. He's been really busy building a new shop and, you know, upgrading his business. So
Paul here tonight?
Yeah, I saw him walk around here somewhere.
Oh, there he is. That's Jerry.
No, no, Paul's in the museum. They asked us for RDs. Make sure they could tell us apart. I'm glad we wear name tags tomorrow.
Yeah.
So what's more fun to race, a stock car or a sport mod?
I mean, the stock cars are ultra competitive. You can't change as much on the car, so everybody's pretty good and fast in that class. One thing I noticed with them is you got to kind of baby them a little more. If you break traction, it's harder to get it back. The sport mods, you can just drive the crap out of them, and if you break traction, you can get it back really quick, just from a few things behind the wheel on how you drive them.
So. Sure, there are a lot more adjustments on a sport mod, obviously, than a stock car.
Yeah, but at the same time, you can dial yourself out. Correct. A lot quicker too.
Yep.
So,
do you change a lot then? Speaking of which, so when you're from night to night, or even just within the course of an evening,
actually,
do you change much on your car?
No, it's basically just stagger and maybe one bar change.
You don't change it, but
yeah,
Brittany does.
Brittany does.
My wife or Zach or somebody will, but yeah, it's not. We don't really change too much. People don't believe us, but it's just stagger and one bar change. And maybe a couple rounds in the front. That's about it.
And you're racing on pretty big racetracks too.
Oh, right? All small tracks now. Yep. We used to run Fairmont years ago.
Still open.
I think it might be. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a bummer there because that's 25 miles away. But so now we run like Kossuth County and Algona, Clay County and Spencer. Those are both about 3/8 mile, I think. But we still run Arlington on Saturdays. They say it's a half mile, but I think it's a little smaller.
I think Clay County and Kossuth are still big, I think, generally speaking, kind of big racetracks. They're not Vinton.
Yeah, you know, I have fun on the smaller tracks, actually. I'd probably prefer them now.
Sure, and Arlington's huge, I think.
Yeah.
A big old racetrack.
Yeah.
Fast.
Yes.
And so
it's fun to go fast
much.
Sometimes, too.
So when you go from Algona to Spencer to Arlington, you're
just change gear. That's about it.
Really?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Don't
when your car is working good, you can adjust the way the car handles behind the wheel too.
Sure,
makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Sometimes they change oil
too. He's obviously got something figured out. Mm-hmm. If he's been here 6 years.
Yeah, I see them guys all thrashing on their cars from the minute the heat race ends till the time the feature starts. It's like, oh, we already beat them. You know.
Yeah.
You change so many things, you don't know what's happening.
You tell them you're not changing anything, and they think you're lying.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mess with everybody. Say, I moved the bar up like four holes.
Yeah. What do you got planned for next year besides being here again?
I don't know. I don't know if that'll happen again. We'll see. We're getting so busy with family stuff. My kids are all in T-ball and football and all that kind of stuff now. So
growing families.
Yeah, and they want, you know, go-karts. And then I have practice 2 days a week, games once a week. So we'll see. I really like the stock car deal. We'll see. Maybe run that a few more times this year. I don't really have a huge desire to go to an A mod. We've been thinking about that, but I don't know. I've always wanted a late model, so we'll see. I wish we had IMCA late models a little closer to home. Maybe we can work on that.
There we go. Good off-season project for us.
Sure.
Yeah.
Where's Bob and Susan at?
That would be a great late model track.
Get that to run late models.
That would be
perfect.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Susan Allen? Susan.
I saw her somewhere over there.
I know it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll probably start off kind of doing the same thing, running Algona and Arlington, especially Arlington. I think we're going to run Paul's car there again this year. He's going to build a new car and see how that goes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, kids, you're not saying anything we haven't heard before. No. Kids cut into racing time.
Oh, yeah.
There's many racers that
but they love
they
it too.
They kind of silently vanish at times, you know, because you don't know how old their kids get or what their kids are doing, all kinds of sporting activities, whatever it may be. Yeah.
You know what's neat about you guys? You have the whole family there. Every race I've been to.
Pretty much every night they're with us. Yeah. We bought an RV a couple years ago, so we'll bring that with a lot.
Yeah.
You know, even if we don't spend the night at the track, we can at least get them, you know, showers and cleaned up. And so then you just transfer them from there to bed when you get home. That saves a lot of time, too.
Or you just leave them in the RV. True.
Yeah, we've done that before.
Hey, where are the kids? Yeah. Thought you were bringing them in the house. Yeah.
Your daughter's in for a surprise this weekend. She's babysitting.
It sounds like it. Yeah. It sounds like it. Good. Maybe it'll give her a little bit of a reality check. On what she
there you go. No, they're all pretty good.
Her brother and I too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Racing takes a lot of dedication. We've talked about that before.
And it does.
When you got three young kids growing up while you're racing, tough to do. It's tough to do. Tough to maintain.
Yeah, and I got my own business in town, a little mechanic shop, basically more just quick and easy jobs. And then my dad and I deliver fuel. We got two fuel trucks, kind of family-owned business. That'll be taken over here soon, so that occupies a lot of time too. So,
sure. Is that what you do for a living?
Yep.
Are you a firefighter too, or something?
Yeah, volunteer firefighter. Yep. And on the ambulance crew in town too.
Yep. Jesus. So you're on call.
Yeah,
all the time.
I kind of gave up my EMT this year, so. Just been getting too busy, too many things going on. I always felt bad because, you know, we'd have on weekend calls, and I was always having to find somebody cover for me with racing and stuff. So.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. It's tough to do all those things.
Yes.
You come back for the beer?
What do we got?
Waiters are actually empty.
Can I get a... Nothing.
Can I get Jack 7?
It's all mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you didn't know we'd have a personal waiter here, did you?
The same speech as last year?
Oh, I'm sure we'll fine-tune it a little bit.
I'll
have to give Nichols some crap. I don't know where he's at tonight. I haven't seen him
yet. What's the time of it? What are you shooting for?
Hopefully as short as possible. I'm not a very good public speaker.
We
should give a bonus for the person that talks the longest.
That'd be you.
You win.
Guaranteed.
I know. He said, I don't talk that long. Everybody who's been up here says
I remember a couple of years ago, I think Bryson was sitting on my lap. Pretty soon he's snoring.
I know. I think I remember that.
Yeah.
That night was early, too. I talk first.
Yeah.
I say and a lot.
Just rambles and rambles.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, congratulations.
Get a koozie.
Thank you.
It's a parting gift.
There you go. Thanks for being on the show.
From our live studio audience.
Appreciate all you guys do for our local racing.
It's guys like you that allow us to do it.
Exactly. Yeah,
thank you.
The dedication that, you know, yourself and the whole family. And,
correct.
It's definitely
that's
easy.
That's what really kind of drives us. I mean, it really does. And it's just so neat, like I said, to go there and see, you know, all the kids running around the car, Brittany working on it.
That's the best sport in the world. It's definitely the best sport to raise your family in. We got so many friends at the track that have kids too. It's sometimes even after the races is the most fun part. We're usually one of the last ones to leave, if not the last ones to leave. So
it's a good time to have a motorhome.
For sure.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah.
Nap time.
For sure.
You bet.
Well.
All right.
Well thank you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow. You appreciate it, sir.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
We're done. D-U-N. Oh, well, there's one more? Oh, we're in an hour? Yeah, that's why I thought he wanted one more hour. I'm like, no.
Time goes by really fast. It's really cool.
Especially in front
of
this live studio audience.
That's right.
Yeah, nobody's paying attention.
Virginia's actually here.
They're drinking. They're looking at cars.
Yeah, they're not.
It is a pretty cool
setting. Where did Ryan go?
But
bathroom?
He went back to the bathroom again. He's been in the
sixth time.
But he's had seven drinks since he left the table.
Oh, Bill's got some information.
Well, I think Nate wanted to keep everything an hour. I know Dumpert's. Corey's sitting over here, Dumpert. But
yeah. Nate wanted to keep it an hour. And
Kennedy.
Garrett's bringing me a post-show drink.
Really?
Yep.
Ryan at.
Where's Ryan at? Oh.
You want to talk cheerleading?
I could smell Ryan all the way over here. Yeah. He needs a shower.
Wow.
And he needs to grow some hair in his head.
Wow.
I can buy him a wig off Amazon if he needs one.
Wow.
Ryan,
she probably will too, Ryan.
I think Jib has more hair than you.
He does.
Well, he actually does. Jerry's getting a little.
No, let's get it high and tight back there.
Ryan?
Ryan wants to sit next to you. I don't want to smell like dog poop.
Wow.
Usually that's what people say about Jerry.
Wow, Ryan, what have you ever done to this poor little girl?
You're going to make – look, he's putting his coat on. He's going to go home now.
I forgot my Bean Boozled.
Yeah, thank goodness. I remember that year we did that.
We're in between cheer comps right now. We had a cheer comp last weekend. We have the banquet this weekend and a cheer comp next weekend right back here in Omaha or, well, in Nebraska.
I do?
Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. Next weekend.
Oh, I didn't know that. You don't tell me anything.
You're supposed to tell them.
No, they're supposed to tell me.
You're the one on the team, not us.
Yeah, you can even do a full.
How about this? You want to drive a race car someday?
Oh, yeah.
How about a sprint car?
We've had this conversation. But every time we go to Tyson, she wants to buy one of those go-karts. Or
oh, the yard cart deal. It's right there in the entrance.
All kinds of crap.
What about the one in the back in the garage?
No, that's like you sit on the
That's okay.
That's not a race car.
No, she wants like a UTV or an ATV or anything that she can tear up the yard with. We have a golf cart. You can drive them in the street.
Wait a minute.
And she's driving the golf cart around the yard.
You're not going to be able to tear anything up in the backyard.
No.
Any new trees coming up in the neighborhood?
No, not lately.
No? Okay. Not lately. Christmas decorations?
No, not lately.
You won't decorate.
You're not supposed to technically.
Block parties or anything like that?
Are you supposed to put Christmas decorations up before Thanksgiving?
Yes.
The yard, you can put the lights on the house. And you can do little things like that, but you – no.
In our neighborhood, we have
– So you bring the yard decorations out like I did on
– Do you turn them on?
I came home last night from Thanksgiving, plugged them in.
See, we have our whole neighborhood starting to put up all their Christmas lights.
Yeah.
And some have them on and some don't.
Yeah. You
know? And I'm like, well, they're
– Nothing on at the Griswold house yet?
No, not yet.
I mean,
it's – real.
So are you?
You don't even know what the Griswolds are, do you?
After Thanksgiving.
I mean, are you upset?
I just don't think you should have them up before Thanksgiving.
I mean, you can have them up, but you don't need to have them on.
But anyhow.
Generator hooked up for the lights and.
Generator hooked up. Auxiliary power.
You don't.
Just like the movie.
You don't go around and cut the cords in the neighborhood, do you?
The older I get, the less ambition I have of putting up Christmas lights. Is that bad?
No, you should always put up Christmas lights.
I think the neighborhood would really appreciate a big light show.
Ooh.
Maybe you could.
Dad's too lazy to do that.
Laser light show shoots over the whole neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Since when will you do that? All you do is sit in bed and eat milk and cookies.
Wow.
She's kind of right.
It's true. Like he just lays on the couch, drinks a big old glass of milk, and watches TV.
Well, at least you're drinking milk.
Watch?
Milk's healthy.
Whatever's on TV.
Sports.
Mainly boring stuff.
Stuff she don't want to watch. She's like on TikTok and all this stuff I don't understand.
Yeah, because you're old.
Correct. I am.
You know who else is old? Ryan.
Ryan is too.
Ryan.
He's really old.
Well,
where's he at?
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, he left.
We've been at it more than an hour. We promised Nate an hour. We're past our limit.
So we better go.
But it's been fun talking to the champions.
Yes.
Yeah.
I could do more of this. I could talk for like 3 hours.
Oh, we know. We know.
Might bore people.
Can talk all day.
Might.
So. When are we going to our next podcast besides the banquet? When are you going to be around? You going to PRI?
No, I'm not. We have to do it the week before.
That's next week.
Oh, no, let's do it the week after. Then you can have you two can have stories to tell from PRI.
It would have to be the week after PRI.
It would have to be on a Monday or Tuesday, though.
Mid-December, that's probably what only works.
Take me out of school. I want to be there.
No.
Yes. I'll sign myself out.
For what?
Sign myself out.
You have to sign out at school? I just walked out the door.
No, you got to sign out.
No, thank goodness they didn't have the sign-out rules when I was in school.
She'll just declare herself sick and sign herself out and leave.
I've done that before.
And you weren't sick?
So you weren't sick and you just left?
Uh-huh.
What was your reasoning?
I threw up that morning.
No.
That's kind of sick.
I actually did throw up that morning.
But you were fine when you left.
She made herself
throw up.
Okay.
No.
All right, so we'll... Yeah.
No.
So we'll get together in a couple more weeks.
Yeah.
Mid-December.
We'll
maybe.
Talk about what cool. Well, hey, we're,
invite
yeah, we'll,
me.
Before,
hello.
Before Christmas.
Yes. This because I don't think this is going to air tomorrow, Christmas. So we can't say, you know.
Right.
But we can say, hey, thank you for watching the banquet on IMCA TV.
Yes.
It's not live though, is it?
Yes, it's live. But these people then
I don't
can
think,
go back.
Is the banquet live tomorrow? It is live.
Duh.
Garrett, is it?
Oh man.
Is it Garrett's rookie season at this?
This is not live.
No, this isn't. But the banquet.
Okay,
was,
the banquet
the
is
banquet
tomorrow.
Was cool. Live. Like yeah. It has the last 3 years.
Perfect.
Yeah, there we go.
All righty.
IMCA TV for the banquet.
I'm thirsty.
By the
go.
Time you hear that, the banquet will be over, but
and Brett will still be giving a speech.
I might still be talking.
We're out of here.